Denials shared by many. There are many judgments that large groups of people hold in common, and they also share the resultant denials. I am only going to mention ones that could easily be overlooked because they happened so long ago and because people have come to take them as reality. All of manifested experience has been in search of self-acceptance. And attuning the will is not something that can be left out. Self-acceptance must include acceptance that individual consciousness emerged to evolve essence. I am multifaceted, and there are many manifestations exploring these many perspectives, which, to find free will, can show you how these aspects all fit together. Because there has been so much discord, this may seem impossible, but it is not. Even though many have become disheartened and even hopeless about this ever coming to the promised golden age, the golden age will come. Emergence into individual consciousness is not completed when you accept that you have emerged. Each of you emerged to fulfill your destiny path, and self-acceptance must come first so that you can do what you came forth to do. I am much more complex than anyone on earth has yet realized. Some spirits have had so much fear of these realizations and the responsibilities involved that they have tried to avoid them by denying manifestation and form. These people have believed that having a body was a sin. However, even though a full alignment between spirit and form has not yet been found, body is the fourth part of me, and can also be referred to as manifestation. The full self has spirit, will, heart, and body. Some spirits have tried to cope with the vastness of my complexities by slowing themselves down and experiencing a slower speed. Their overload wanted to take things at a speed they thought they could handle. Many of these spirits came to Earth long ago without realizing how far they had fallen in vibratory rate, or that they would be unable to speed up again and leave Earth with all parts of themselves. Most of them denied that they were trapped here and began the pattern of breaking off from whatever parts of themselves they have blamed for their problems. This is how death began, and what led to the inevitable need for birth, since no one can permanently abandon parts of the self. Some of these spirits took the form of animals. When these spirits experienced entrapment, they often became confused between themselves and the forms they had taken on. Many coped with this by denying their feelings and abandoning the parts of themselves that were trapped. This lack of self-acceptance got stuck in blame and loss of consciousness. The myths about centaurs, satyrs, minotaurs, and all of other stories about animals turning into humans, or humans turning into animals, are stories about these experiences. When other spirits saw this happening, some spirits tried to help. Denial that these experiences took place has greatly impeded recovery, and reclaiming the consciousness lost there has been a long process, during which most of the ones who tried to help have also become trapped on Earth. The reasons for the entrapment were many and deferred with individual spirits. Many spirits saw me as an all-seeing and judgmental eye. Some spirits became trapped in animal forms when they sought to reduce their consciousness and hide or get away from me. Other spirits were entrapped by their feelings of not being able to accept the form they already had. And some spirits became trapped in their confusions about limits. Some spirits wanted to experience what they saw as the bestiality of animals. And some spirits feared they were bestial if they were interested in sex. Other spirits became trapped because they thought they had to do what their friends were doing. And other spirits thought they could learn by experiencing what these trapped spirits were experiencing. But there were many reasons that this experience took place. This experience was very painful and difficult for those who did not enjoy the limitations of the forms in which they were trapped, and many judgments were made around these experiences. Many of the spirits who did not get trapped judged themselves superior to those who were trapped. Many spirits also judged that those who were trapped in animal forms had base and insatiable appetites that drew them to become so animalistic. Many spirits who were trapped judged, in various ways, those who were not trapped, and also themselves and others who were trapped. There is a long list of judgments here. For example, we are incapable of change. These judgments did not see each particular situation for what it was, and the spirits judging made assumptions based on what they comprehended when the judgments were being made. The judgments were often made in states of intense emotions. The spirits who lost consciousness without meaning to have a highly emotional charge around this experience that includes overwhelming shame, panic, terror, and rage. Because these spirits experiencing these emotions felt like they never wanted to have to feel these feelings again, these emotions have still been holding these judgments in place and consciously or subconsciously have impacted every reminding situation. These misunderstandings compounded the problems and made release from the limitations of these forms much more difficult than it would have been otherwise. Understanding and compassion needs to come in the place of these long-held judgments. Some spirits do not want life in human form and need to be allowed this experience, while other spirits have lost consciousness from this experience that they really do want to recover. Everyone on Earth has involvement in this experience, whether directly trapped or not, and the emotional charge here has not yet been released. Your healing can be helped by remembering your own past relative to this situation. You can connect to these memories by being open to anything that tries to surface in your consciousness around this issue. By going into the emotions surrounded what tries to surface, you can increase your awareness. When I showed some spirits on Earth how to liberate the trapped spirits, they had varying degrees of success in liberating the entire consciousness of the spirits involved. The spirits involved often turned toward denial of the part of themselves that was so overwhelmed and released the rest of themselves from the entrapment. This experience is another aspect of why most people on Earth do not have their full self present with them. The spirits liberated from these animal forms at that time were given human form in which to evolve back to their full consciousness. All the spirits liberated were given human forms, whether they were human types of spirits or not. The main reason for this was that most of the spirits involved believed their lack of self-acceptance and lack of acceptance of one another was largely due to how different they were from one another. I gave the human form and the necessary time in which to inhibit it so that the necessary experience could be gained to learn otherwise. Many spirits who have embraced expansive consciousness have held a judgment for a long time that everyone should and must have this sort of consciousness the way they do. An understanding is needed here, and this understanding is one of the main points of denial responsible for undermining the recovery of lost will. Not all of my spirits are alike, and not all of my spirits seek the same thing. Some of my spirits seek reduction in consciousness, compression, and death, and they must be allowed to have it. Many spirits have so far been unable to believe that this could possibly be true. The judgments held by the spirits who embrace life have been unable to see and accept these spirits for what they are, and they have continued to hold the belief that these spirits really are like them or will evolve to be like them. The judgment that everything is similar in essence, no matter what its form, was a lack of understanding based in feelings of not being able to accept that these spirits were what they were showing themselves to be. Denial of these feelings led to more denials, such as an attempt to simplify me and fit me within their limits. While I see that these spirits have needed more experience to be able to accept me, I also see that they held undercurrent feelings that they knew better than me, and were going to show me that these spirits could change. This was also a denial of the alignment of form and essence. These spirits have been creating death all around them, and expansive spirits have been denying this and trying to take them off their destiny path in my name and in the name of my love. This is not accepting these spirits for what they are and for what they need. Denial of expansion has been increasing since it originated, and yet these denials have been representing themselves as expansion. However, this is expansion of compression and denial. The form these things have been taking is the outer shape of the inner essence. The problem has been that these two realities, that of loving essence that seeks expansion of love, light, and life, and that which denies loving essence and seeks compression and death, should not be mixed together. This has happened because this lesson needed to be learned, and that time is now over. And Right Place is going to sort this out now. The experience necessary to be able to accept this from me has taken place on Earth. Death is unconditional denial of me, and it belongs outside of me, and has a place you will understand as you are able. An understanding of unconditional acceptance is also needed here, because for now, you need only accept this reality's right to be. This does not mean that you are to accept this reality into yourself and embrace death and denial in any form unless you truly do not want life. The will is meant to guide you to your right place, and will do so if allowed. And this is the way in which you can have the freedom to have experience without destroying yourself. Do not think of this as mostly an outer reality. The spirits who fell to earth have been mixed in with this essence that denies life, not only outwardly, but also within themselves. Recovery of free will on earth has been stopped each time by lack of understanding about how to sort this out and by not understanding the need to do it. The time has come to open to me and let yourself learn to feel this denial for what it is and then let it go. More understanding is needed, and this process can bring it to you as you are ready. This denial of my loving light cannot leave on its own, and it needs my help to go to its right place. These denial spirits have been trying to kill loving essence because they have to get away from it somehow, and because of the confusions I have been describing here, where loving essence has not been letting it go. This situation cannot change for you until you accept it for what it is. An understanding needed here is that the difference between loving essence that has been denied and the denial of loving essence is that one seeks love, light, and life and has been mistakenly denied, and the other seeks to escape love, light, and life, and has been mistakenly pressured to accept it. This has been further confused by the fact that unconditional denial denies everything, including the fact that it does not want love, light, or life. Denial that does not want love, light, or life can be felt by the will, but the will needs to be allowed to tell you the difference here instead of being judged against as unloving itself for trying to bring awareness. The recovery of your lost will is going to be able to give you this information, because the original undermining of the will was involved with this confusion. The will has been able to feel unlovingness from the beginning, but has felt extremely guilty about these feelings. Much of the personal denial took place in an effort to prove to me and to yourselves that the will was not right here and that everyone really did have a loving essence. Time was needed for experience to develop discernment and understanding, but without the will's participation, this never happens. Denial must be seen for what it is, and loving spirits need to recognize unlovingness and end personal denial of loving essence. The judgments here were many, and you need to find the ones you are holding yourself, but I will mention some of them. Everyone judged that their kind of consciousness was the best, and many judged that their kind of consciousness was best for everyone. Many spirits judged that if they were loving enough themselves, they could teach others to be loving like them. Many judged that I was not unconditionally loving when I told them they were making a mistake. Undercurrent here was a judgment that they were more loving than I was. Another judgment many spirits made was that in time these unloving spirits would come around, that they were just slow. Another judgment made here was that every spirit was supposed to return to me, so the ones heading away from me were going in the wrong direction. The only other judgment I want to bring forward now as a general judgment that was made by everyone involved here is that all of you judged against the will for feeling like it wanted these death-creating spirits outside of my creation. Reality is that this is what they seek, want, and need. To free yourself of involvement here, you need to recover whatever lost will you gave to these spirits in an effort to help them become loving and whatever else you denied. Death does not feel at all good to the spirits who seek life, and yet you all embraced death and tried to make yourselves accept it. The understanding you need now is that all denial that is not seeking life must go outside of me. You must separate this reality out of yourself and let it find its right place by learning to discern between denied loving essence and unlovingness, and unconditionally releasing everything that creates death, which is ever so slight an involvement. You need to do this in a way that denies nothing at all in yourself at the time that is right for you, and in the way that feels right to you. This means separating death out of your energy field needs to feel good and not like more self-denial. If these understandings seem overwhelming to you, they will become clear in time. Release of the deep denials is not an easy thing to do, and yet it must be done. The realities needed to show these denials for what they are have been intensifying on Earth, and To let your will respond emotionally to what is happening can help you recognize and clear your own denials if you have allowance. Death is not meant to prevail in my creation. And yes, I am everything and everywhere. Even though you may not fully understand this explanation. Originally, many created spirits tried to force themselves to experience every place because I did, whether they were desirous of it or not. Although the reality of these denial spirits felt terrible to the spirits of loving essence, and they had to use force on themselves to experience it, they judged against their own wills by saying that it was not the reality of these denial spirits that was terrible for them, but that their own wills were terrible for feeling this way. When the will was reacting emotionally to these denials, many spirits who thought the will was in opposition to the spirit thought that the will itself was this denial. Many also judged that their wills were actually drawing or creating the death that they were taking in from these denial spirits. They made their wills hold this because they would not accept or allow the emotional expression needed to release it. The will of a loving spirit does not create death. If it is experiencing death, it has taken this in through denial, in some form or another, and must reverse this in itself to escape death.